time with these Corinthians, or maybe all three. But he's realizing more and more that time is a limited gift, that our bodies and lives don't go on forever, and he's trying to deal with that, understand what that means and how to live in the face of that. And so he writes to these people. He talks about having this treasure, this good news of God's grace in clay jars, fragile, easily broken, could be tossed away. And then he goes on, beginning with the 13th verse of chapter 4. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, and then he quotes a line from Scripture, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace as it extends to more and more people may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Here ends our reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Where do you find the presence of God? Where does God speak? There is a temptation, I suppose, to make a dichotomy between the world and the place where God speaks, the church. But we understand that what we are to do in the church, we are to hear the word of God that is echoed in all the world, that comes to us from all the world. And so periodically we lift up one of the great musicals of our time. The Sound of Music is the world's favorite musical, I think, or one of the world's favorites. It proclaims the triumph of love over loneliness and fear and evil. Its music calls us to hope and to live where life needs us. The story centers around Maria, a restless novitiate in an Austrian religious order. She's searching for fulfillment in her life in service to God. And she's not sure if that fulfillment is to be found in the orderly world of prayer and meditation of a religious, or in the confusing, changing world outside. And her superiors wisely give her the support she needs to search. The theme of the musical is the search to find one's own way to serve God. And the musical opens with a reminder of the ageless sound of music that we find in God's created world of hills and birds, lakes and trees.
Thank you.
Where do we find meaning and purpose in our lives? We search for it everywhere. We struggle with a decision. What will make life good and abundant? Is it in the accumulation of things, more stuff, a nicer car, more property? Can we find final security and enough CDs to be able to meet any and every emergency? Or is that which blesses our lives most profoundly, that which is available to us all in simple things?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Bright paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and wrist-tackle strudels.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Parties that fly in the moon on their wings.
These are
Maria's search for meaning leads her to take a job as governess in the widower von Trapp's family. She's an outsider, at first suspected and resisted. She becomes a friend of children because she treats them with dignity and she shows them a love that they'd never received before. It's a love that dares to be one with them, even in their most nonsensical games.
Oh,
The high mountains of Austria are beautiful, and yet their very ruggedness, difficult terrain, impassable roads, can be barriers of isolation. But loneliness, yearning for companionship, like a yodel answered from beyond, will one day be answered at the right time. Love is usually confusing, and yet at its best, love is caring, protecting, giving. And whether we're 16 going on 17, or 60 going on 70, love always gives more than it asks.
Empty page that men will want to write on.
You'll need the green insert in your bulletin so that you can join when David indicates in singing with the choir this next song, Edelweiss. This is a flower, the flower Edelweiss, that grows in the mountain regions of Europe, Asia, and South America, with sage green leaves and small star-shaped white blossoms. It's considered a rare plant because it grows so high in the wild regions, and it's so difficult to obtain. The flower speaks of the rare devotion and loyalty that bind human beings together in love. In the musical, the song becomes a symbol of courage, of unity in the face of totalitarian brutality. Maria finds her fulfillment in the hills, with children, and in the love that blossoms between her and widower Baron von Trapp. But her story reminds us that the search for fulfillment for everyone is risky, and difficult, and often long. Like climbing high mountains or crossing raging waters. But with persistence, we will find the dream that will need all the love you can give. The answer to life's fulfillment is in going where we will be needed to give all our heart and mind and soul and strength. And that's where God wants us. And that's where Jesus Christ leads us. I'm so proud of this choir and their leader, and those who bring us such beauty and times of inspiration and worship week after week. You will find their names included on the insert. I hope you'll personally want to thank them in any way you can for what they do to us and for us, from Mozart to Rodgers and Hammerstein. They make us aware of the love of God that lives deep within each of us in all human life. Let us bow our heads as we pray.